Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Here's my impression of everyone in Saskatoon realizing that a restaurant has shut down. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Hey, I heard an Olive Garden's going in there. And scene.
Boom.
Every single time a restaurant shuts down in this city, we all just assume an Olive Garden is going in there.
Why not?
Every single time. Like classic Saskatoon.
Or an IKEA.
Or an IKEA. That's true. Yeah.
I guess, you know, sometimes an IKEA is a lot bigger than the restaurant mm-hmm. that was there. But still, fingers crossed.
We love to dream about Olive Garden and IKEA here in Saskatoon. The Chili's in Preston Crossing, it got torn down. The fences were around it. And then the very next day, gone.
You know what? When anytime you see those fences go up somewhere, you know something's going down.
It's bad news.
It's either going to be good news or bad news. Mm-hmm. Like they're tearing it down, they're renovating,
yeah.
Something's being built. I love the put up of fences.
And immediately when that Chili's got torn down, the rumor started swirling. Oh, I heard that they're building a brand new Olive Garden there. The building wasn't up to Olive Garden standards, so they had to tear it down and they have to build a new one. On Saskatoon's Reddit page, I saw a clip from someone saying, yeah, Gene Simmons is actually opening up an Olive Garden here.
What?
Yeah, and Grizzly Adams has a beard. Okay, that's not going to happen. Like, these rumors have been going on longer than Don Acheson's dome over downtown idea. Are you ready, Stacey?
I am ready.
3, 2, 1. Ready-do-do-do! Headline
Hall of Fame.
Headline Hall of Fame! This one, fantastic. Buffet brawl over crab legs includes two people fencing with tongs. This happened in Alabama because... Of course it did.
Yeah.
Roll Tide, baby. Apparently, this buffet, it was running out of crab legs. They completely ran out. People were waiting and waiting and waiting for these crab legs. Giant line forms. One restaurant worker comes out with more crab legs, puts them down. Apparently, some cutting in line goes down. And then... all hell broke loose. People started to fight. People started to scream. And two guys had a sword fight with tongs. Wow. Lot to digest there.
Sometimes buffets can bring out the worst in people.
Oh, yeah.
All you can eat food.
Oh, yeah.
Of so many different kinds.
Yeah.
It's craziness.
And that's why there should be a buffet etiquette. Like, at every single buffet, there should be a sign with some rules. Like, rule number one, please don't get into a sword fight with the tongs we have provided for you. Number two, no cutting in line. There are tons of people that love to cut in line at buffets. Just because some people like to take their time doesn't mean that you can cut in front of them. Because sometimes they are low on a certain item. You could get the last few things of that item, person you just cut in line. They don't get that item. It's crazy.
Well, and maybe they need to put up a sign saying, like, one crab leg per person, because clearly they're causing issues
yeah.
at the buffet.
Who's taking 11 crab legs with them? Like, who just has a plate of crab legs? This is my dinner. This is going
to
be yummy.
I do know when I've been to a buffet before, I have slowed down my procession of going down the buffet because I look ahead and see, oh, there's a dish I really want,
mm-hmm.
but it's almost empty, and you hope that they come out with, like, a fresh... tray of it, so I'll
yeah.
just like dawdle in the lineup, kind of be like, oh, what's this? Hoping that they'll put out the fresh stuff.
You're the worst person at a buffet.
I definitely hold up the line.
See, I'm the best person at a buffet because I don't eat anything until the end. Like all the salad and all the cold stuff and the vegetables at the start of the buffet, I'm skipping all that. So I'm cruising for a bruising through the first stuff.
For the french fries and chicken fingers.
And bacon.
And bacon.
Don't forget about the bacon. Why do they always put the bacon at the end?
Big day in U.S. and Canadian politics. Yesterday, Michael Cohen testifying in front of Congress because he did some shady things for Donald Trump, basically.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, he was Trump's former lawyer and fixer. They called him a fixer.
Yeah.
And he was talking about hush payments to alleged former lovers, building towers in Moscow. On the Canadian side of things, former Attorney General Jody Wilson-Raybould did some public comments on SNC-Lavalin, and we're not going to get into all the specifics because we're just radio people.
I mean, 10 minutes ago, we were talking about people brawling at a buffet and getting into sword fights with tongs.
Over crab legs.
It'd be kind of weird if we went from that to dissecting politics. I mean, we're radio people. We're here to give you a laugh or two on your way home from work. We're not here to say, oh, this is right and this is wrong. We're not going to kid ourselves.
Yeah.
We're not political experts. But what we will talk about is just these political stories in general, because two big ones. I mean, Andrew Scheer is saying that Justin Trudeau should resign. I mean, it's pretty big news here in Canada, pretty big news in the States, too, with this whole Cohen-Trump thing going on. When big stories like this happen, do you shut down everything else, like all of the news stories, and just start dissecting everything, reading everything, or do you kind of just brush it off and you're like, okay, I got other stuff to worry about?
I sometimes do go and really, really follow a story. I don't know if it's one little thing that kind of piques my interest and gets me interested in it. I haven't really, you know, gotten too crazy with these two stories. There's so much on Trump, you sometimes can't keep track.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of stuff happening, too, with SNC-Lavalin, so I just sit back and watch it all unfold.
I get infuriated about halfway through, because when interesting stuff like this happens, I mean, I can't help it. I'm a news junkie. I'm like, okay, I need to see what's going on here. Then I start reading, and I read more, and the more I read, the madder I get. And I'm like, ugh, I just can't keep reading this and putting myself in a bad mood.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I love putting myself in a bad mood. I don't know why. And then I have to watch dog videos on the internet for like 15 minutes to cheer myself up, and then I go back to reading, and then it's back to dog videos, reading dog videos, reading dog videos.
It's a vicious cycle.
We're going to talk about the royal family, so yeah, Stacey, take it away.
Not only the royal family, but the royal family and babies.
Well, you didn't mention the babies. Yeah, whatever.
Just a really quick update for you today. My baby is the size of a zucchini.
Aww.
It's moved up from acorn squash to now a long, slender zucchini.
Little zucchini baby.
When it comes to royal babies, though, listen to this. Meghan Markle and myself almost share the same due date. It's competition.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
She's apparently due May 10th.
Yeah.
I'm supposedly due May 9th.
That's super cool.
That's kind of interesting. British people, being that they love the royal family, well, I shouldn't say all of the British people. Some British people hate the royal family, but a lot of them absolutely love it. And there's a lot of talk right now as to what she's having. People are assuming it's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
The consensus is that it's a girl.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
And then, of course, the next thing they want to talk about is what are they going to name the baby?
I'm so worried about what the name is.
Well, the thing is, people are already placing bets, like big time bets.
Well, what? They're betting? Gambling is on the line?
Yes.
Here we go. This just got interesting.
Brits also love their betting. And if it's a girl, they are betting on Victoria.
No.
Odds 8-1 for the for them to name it Victoria. The next most popular choice was Diana.
No.
Obviously, after their mother.
They're not going to name it Diana, no.
I can see a middle name, maybe.
Yeah.
Third place was Alice.
That's the one.
And fourth place was Elizabeth.
They're going to name the baby after Alice in Chains. You heard it here first.
Okay. And if it's a boy, they are going to go, apparently, with Albert.
No.
Philip.
No.
Arthur.
Yep.
James, they're tied, and then Alexander.
They're going to name it after the best children's show ever, Arthur. Calling it right now, Alice or Arthur. You heard it here first.
What is Arthur a gopher? What is he?
He's an aardvark.
An aardvark.
Arthur, the
for
aardvark.
Real?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
A mystery forever. Everyone was like, what is Arthur? He's an aardvark. Is there a site where we can place some bets on this? Because I got some money in my pocket that I'm itching to spend here. Oh, I love gambling.
I think we could look it up. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to put like $500 on Arthur for us?
Yeah. I'll get you the money later. North Americans, more specifically U.S. consumers, are using more toilet paper than anyone else in the world.
We're number one. Woo!
Yeah. Roughly 3 rolls of toilet paper a week, which accounts for a fifth of the world's toilet tissue consumption.
3 a week?
3 rolls of toilet paper a week.
That can't be right.
That is a lot.
That's a lot of toilet paper. Like, are people just sitting there, like, rolling basketball-sized things of toilet paper every time they go number two, or...
It doesn't go into the details, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because we don't need to know. but yeah, they're just using too many rolls of toilet paper. And also, the study kind of hinted at... Or not hinted, called out toilet paper manufacturers for not using recycled products in toilet paper instead of using, like, virgin wood pulp.
Yeah.
So, anyway, toilet paper, it's a big deal.
Now, the only solution to this, because we can't just live in a world where we don't clean up after our business. That's,
well, exactly.
That's disgusting. The only solution here, bidets. And I, for one, am on the bidet bandwagon. First of all, it's great to say bidet.
I say nay to bidets.
Bidet to you, good sir. You know, you can make some puns and some jokes. It just sounds fancy. Bidet. Plus, I kind of like bidets. I stayed at a hotel one time with a bidet, and I would use it just for fun. Like, it's great. I love bidets.
But then the thing is, you need to, like, obviously use water to clean up that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to use, like, a particular towel to dry, because you're not going to pull your pants up with like a soaking wet tushy.
Yeah,
you got to use a towel of some kind to wipe it up.
Yeah, I got Old Bluey, my old blue towel that I use for everything. So
you cannot start this conversation again. I got very grossed out and angry last time we talked about towels.
That's why I brought it up again, because I know you hate the fact I only have one towel. What's the big complaint that everyone has about their phone, Stacey?
I'm on it too much.
Not what I was looking for, but I'll give you a second chance here.
Battery life.
Yes, the battery life. Everyone hates the fact that their battery dies so fast on their phone. Energizer has fixed that, because Energizer is coming out with their own smartphone.
Oh, geez.
They're not teaming up with a company or anything. They're coming out with their own smartphone. It's only going to be available in Australia at first, and then it's going to be introduced to other markets. This phone battery can last 50 days.
What?
50 days on a single charge. The bunny for Energizer is going to be working overtime.
Wow.
Pretty sure they're going to have like a little mini bunny inside each phone, just on a wheel or something like that. No, that's not actually what's going to happen. But yeah, 50 days on a single charge, unless you're on it like nonstop 24 hours a day. But for a normal person who's on it, you know, once in a while, 50 days on a single charge. Now, that sounds all fine and dandy until you see an actual photo of the phone.
It's large.
Remember those old phones, like from the 90s, those cell phones? They were like a brick. Like, you could do workouts with them as dumbbells or something like that. It looks the exact same as that.
It's 18 millimeters thick.
Yeah.
Nearly as fat as three iPhone X's.
Yeah, like picture three or four iPhones like stacked on top of each other. That's what
crazy.
It looks like. Yeah.
And it's funny, in the article they tell you, you know, it's 18 millimeters thick, blah, blah, blah. But they don't tell you how much it weighs. I'm very interested
because
to
they
know.
Don't want people to know how
exactly.
much it weighs. Because having this thing in your pocket, first of all, is going to be a nightmare because it's so thick, but it's also so heavy. So if you're one of those people who likes to risk it without a belt, like your pair of pants is kind of loose, but you can kind of get away with it. You put this phone in your pocket, you're going to be looking like a what gangster G the entire time, because your pants are going to be down by your knees. Also, have you ever been on the couch, you're texting on your phone, like you're lying down on your back, and then your phone falls out of your thumbs and it hits you right in the face?
Sean has done that. Sean in bed has fallen asleep and the phone, you know, falls in the chest.
Super embarrassing with a normal iPhone.
Injuries.
With this phone, concussion protocol.